Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the growing Ukrainian tech sector. And to do that, we're kindly joined by Anna Motruk, who is the Deputy CEO and CFO of tech company Parimatch. Anna, thank you much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Jonathan. And hello, everybody. Hello, listeners. I hope you have a wonderful day today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anna. So on the podcast before, we have discussed the Ukrainian tech sector with a couple of guests, because it is something that's particularly interesting in terms of the growth that we're seeing. And it's a very fast moving industry. And we're going to be talking a little bit about how that is developing in the podcast. But before we do that, Anna, would you be able to give our listeners a background to yourself as well as Parimatch, please?
Oh, sure. Thank you for the question. So my name is Anna. I joined the company in 2013 after my work in PwC Ukraine. Our company at that time was just a small startup. We stayed in a small apartment. The startup was organized by a group of young people with Katerina and Sergey leading it. And we were growing together into a huge international holding now. The brand Parimatch, probably you've heard about it. Originally, it was established long ago in 1994 in Ukraine. It was retail sports betting company. Me personally, I didn't face the brand how it was at that time. So I didn't see it. I knew and grow with the online brand only, which was online sports betting. And as for now, Parimatch Tech is an international holding. It has 3,000 employees. It has head office in Cyprus. It's a huge product company. We have developed our own betting software, and our platform now supports around 3 million users all over the world, and has a lot of R&D centers. The biggest one is in Ukraine, but also we have smaller in Cyprus, Luxembourg, Kazakhstan, Belarus, quite a few of them. And the other strong side of our holding has always been marketing. Our brand is well known in CIS region and probably already in UK, because we've made a few great partnerships like Chelsea, Leicester City, Everton, Aston Villa. Probably you've already faced somewhere our collaboration with them.
Fantastic. So as you outlined there, Anna, your company grew from a small startup now to operating in multiple locations around Europe. You mentioned there you've got about 3 million users. So what was interesting to me is how your story fits into the growth of the overall Ukrainian tech sector and how that's grown over the past decade or so. Would you be able to give us a bit more background into what's driving the tech sector in Ukraine, and what are the key factors that are pushing forward its growth?
As you mentioned, the growth was quite natural, the growth of the country together with the growth of our company. And the interest, it's difficult to say the exact driving growth factors, but from my subjective point of view, the first thing is, of course, that Ukraine is a really big country. It has like more than 40 million people. That means that we have a lot of talents and potential workers, potential developers that can join your company. So this is probably the first thing that comes to my mind. The other is that we have a strong mathematics and physics schools. This is my personal area of interest. I loved mathematics. That's why I went to finance. But I personally was considering between finance and engineering IT development. I was selecting what direction to choose. I think quite the same choice had a lot of people that time. So based on the mathematic background, it was easy to develop this type of profession. And then third next step that lead to a huge development it relates to outsource. Some companies noticed that it's really effective, it's really efficient to organize outsource in Ukraine in terms of IT engineering. And from that moment, the profession of developer, the price of it became bigger, and everybody, all the youngsters, all the young people paid their attention, and they wanted to join this sphere. The engineer became prestigious and respected. And all the HRs were trying to make the best workplace for them. Like everybody turned their eyes on this sphere. And after it, all the bright minds wanted to join that sphere. And this is going on more and more and developing faster and faster. And probably you hear that the growing of the industry in Ukraine is... 5 times more than in the world. It's like 25%, and global average is like 5 or something.
Okay, that's very interesting. So you mentioned there that it was very much the abundance of talent within the development side of things in tech. I mean, how did that then move on to being a industry which was driven by potentially entrepreneurs that were looking for overseas investment? I mean, what was that like at the beginning in terms of overseas investment into the sector, and how has that developed over the last 10 years, for example? And what sort of businesses are people looking for when they're investing into Ukraine?
So first thing is outsourcing. Outsourcing allows to make initial research. And when you make outsource, you do initial research on how to cooperate with the country, how to cooperate with the rules, and to see how it's going on. After the successful cases that we had during last, like long ago, 10 years ago, of outsourcing, investment climate improved and people realized that that's a really interesting sphere to input some funds and to develop something in the long term. In last 6 years, the Ukrainian startups raised around 2 billion investments. I won't say that it's a lot. I don't think that it's big amount. I think it will be growing faster and much more aggressively. This is because we don't have a lot of venture funds. It's like 1, 2, or 3. And this is a very limited amount for such a big country, such big possibilities. And I think people are starting to discuss organization of venture funds. And I think this will be a huge push for the further development. Generally, I see the big potential here, but the limitation, I should say, about is also the stress and the time limit for the long-term investments. People are not ready for the long-time money, like to put and to wait for a long period of time. To rely on the country and to the region risk, there is, I think, the biggest limitation. And if we can think how to move on with this, it will be, and the one limitation is long time money. People in Ukraine and overseas, sometimes they're not ready for the long time money, but the biggest value lies there. the biggest profits and opportunities, they are exactly in the long-term money and investments.
Yes, indeed. I think that's always a hot topic in terms of the time horizon for early stage investments. Of course, people want to turn their money around as quickly as possible, but sometimes the growth trajectory of businesses does take a little bit longer than maybe investors would like. And that's probably not something that's happening in Ukraine. That's probably happening on a global basis as well. But Anna, let's now talk about Parimatch specifically. You mentioned there at the beginning that you have involvement and do business with football clubs here in the UK. I think you mentioned Everton and Aston Villa. You're very heavily in the gaming and betting side of things. Would you like to give us a bit more detail about how you fit in to the ecosystem of gaming and what your tech structure looks like for the gaming industry and what the relationships look like with the football clubs that you mentioned here in the UK?
Yeah. So we are, as a holding, we were developing and changing through the times. Now we are trying to develop B2B business heavily. I cannot say that we are a great B2B company as for now. It's something like a B2BC probably, but yep. We are trying to improve and be ready to provide our product or parts of our product to other clients, even potentially not related to the brand. As for now, we have our own B2C licensed companies in the structure, but also we have a lot of partners that are obtaining our franchise brand and software, and they are developing in different countries our brand and software. From our side, we are also trying to be ready to see the new opportunities, and we cooperate sometimes with our partners that provide to us their software just to decrease time to market, or to when we see more efficient cooperation. So we are also ready for this type of business.
Okay, fantastic. So we obviously spoke about the tech industry in Ukraine, and you know, obviously Parimatch has been around for some time. And what's the drive towards gaming and entertainment? You've made some acquisitions, I believe, recently. I mean, you have a substantial tech structure there. I mean, do you see going forward that you continue with the gaming side of things, or does your ecosystem and tech structure allow you to maybe look at other industries going forwards?
At the certain level of development, each company, I think, wants to merge somebody and to be ready to increase the sphere of interest. Our recent acquisitions of marketing agency and the poker company, they are quite exciting for us because they increase our ecosystem, and it's very convenient if you're ready to increase ecosystem, if you can include your partners in your business. It's more, of course, it gives you more opportunities, it's more efficient, it really has a potential of bigger opportunities. This is the latest ones. Among them, we are all the time interested in developing entertainment, which is online entertainment direction. We are researching, and we are quite strong in esports. We have great corporations and great sponsorships with the great teams there, and our brand pretty much is known as esport, well-known brand as well. So the other direction are fantasy sports and gaming activities. So we see a lot of opportunities in cooperation between historically sports betting, and it's new development into something bigger. When you see how internet world is developing, different types of products are connected to each other, and the new products are born each day. And this is a really blue ocean for entertainment sector.
Lovely, lovely. So I just want to, you know, get a bit of an idea here, Anna, to wrap things up in terms of where the growth is going for yourselves and also the Ukrainian tech sector. Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, yourselves as a company, you know, when you were relatively early stage, it was a small operation, but you yourself have expanded to operate in multiple different European countries. Of course, you know, for people here in the UK, and trying to put some context into what you do, you said at the beginning that you've signed a deal with a number of Premier League football clubs. I mean, where does growth go for Parimatch going forward, and where do you see that fitting into to the overall Ukrainian tech sector growth? I mean, do you see the wider tech sector growing in a similar way to you as a company in terms of going overseas, or do you see it becoming, you know, a domestic market which sees its strength at home, or is it now a case that we're looking overseas for the Ukrainian tech sector and the companies operating in it?
In terms of Ukraine tech market, I believe that it will be it has a realistic potential to become one of the best in the world. The government recently adopted the law called DSCT, which gives a really favorable investment climate in order to invest into IT sector in Ukraine. And IT sector is developing so heavily, and all the education background is now rebuilding in order to provide necessary education to the people who want to join the sector. So Ukraine tech sector will be very interesting and has a huge potential. And I believe government is doing also a good job to support it. And in terms of Parimatch, of course, this is a great boost and a great opportunity to develop together with Ukraine, to develop our research and development center there. But the other side of holding development that I see is the world development. We found out recently that it's a great thing to exchange the experience with the people from other parts of the world. We can have the best specialists in Ukraine, but it's really necessary to have the cooperation with the specialist in Asia, with the specialist in America. And that's when you get this experience of exchanging of the views, you can grow bigger and you can spread over the world much more easy.
Fantastic. That's very interesting. So Anna, thank you very much for joining us. So Anna, just before we wrap things up, would you be able to give listeners a site that they can visit if they want to find out some more information about Parimatch? Where's the best place to find more details about yourselves as a company?
The easiest site, it's our corporate site, parimatch.tech. That's not a site for clients. You cannot bet there because the betting sites are very specific and have their own regulations in each and certain country. So parimatch.tech is our corporate site that has a description of the company, and you can see nice videos and photos of our management team.
Fantastic, fantastic. What we'll actually do, Anna, we'll include a link to that site in the notes of this podcast. So listeners, if you do want to find out some more details about Parimatch and their operations, do check out the links in the notes to this podcast. So Anna, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Jonathan. It was lovely.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.